This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Fans of the New England Patriots are one day away from cheering on the team in its 11th Super Bowl. A victory over the LA Rams tomorrow night would give the Pats their 6th Super Bowl championship, and that would put them in a tie with the Steelers for most Super Bowl wins. WBUR's Shira Springer and ESPN.com's Mike Reese are providing us with coverage from Atlanta, and they had a chat about what it might take for the Patriots to bring home another trophy.
For the Patriots, what's the biggest key on offense and the biggest key on defense?
Keeping Tom Brady protected on offense. So if you're watching the game, how fast is that ball coming out of his hand? And is it coming out fast because the Rams are getting there or because the Patriots are in rhythm and everything's on time and they're getting it out fast to negate that very impressive pass rush for the Rams? Defensively for the Patriots, the key is to stop the run. Make the Rams one-dimensional, put the game in the hands of Jared Goff, the young quarterback.
Now for the Rams, key on offense and then a key on defense.
The key on offense for the Rams, make the game easier for Jared Goff. So the running game with Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson has to get going. Key on defense for the Rams, got to get to Tom Brady. He has not been sacked in the first two playoff games this year. The jersey's been so clean before the game and after the game. They got to rattle him and get him out of his rhythm.
Okay, anybody that's watched the Patriots in the playoffs and seen other teams have success against them knows that it often comes down to whether or not opposing defenses can successfully pressure Tom Brady. Do the Rams have a defense that can do that?
They do, and they can do it with just four players. And that's because they have Aaron Donald, one of the best defensive players in the game. Bill Belichick described him as unblockable. They have Ndamukong Suh, another defensive tackle who's very good. Dante Fowler, who has this dynamic spin move that can create problems, and other pass rushers as well.
There are a couple Rams players who have played for the Patriots in recent years. One of those players is wide receiver Brandon Cooks. He can present quite a challenge for the Patriots' defensive backs. What do you expect to see from Brandon Cooks? And is there at all an advantage to being inside the Patriots, having been inside the Patriots and knowing how they game plan?
Brandon Cooks is one of the fastest players in the NFL. So what I expect from him is to run fast, and test the Patriots' defense. I don't think it's an advantage for Brandon Cooks that he played for the Patriots, but I think where it can benefit him and his team is sometimes teams are beaten before the first play against the Patriots because of the Patriots' mystique. And he has been there and can relay to his teammates, hey, look, they're just like us. You know, we can't fall victim to that. And let me tell you why. I've been in that locker room. I've been in the huddle with Tom Brady. He's great, but we're great too.
Let's go on the other side of the ball with another player who can demystify the Patriots. That's Aqib Talib. What type of challenge does he present defensively for the Patriots?
If Tom Brady's not accurate with his throws to his receivers, it'll probably end up in Aqib Talib's hands if he's in the area. That's one of the things that Tom Brady has mentioned in the week leading up to the game, that between Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters, their other cornerback, they are two of the better interceptors in the NFL. If you're just a little bit off or your timing's just a little bit not where it needs to be, that could be a big mistake going the other way for 6 points.
Now, to his credit, Aqib Talib has praised his former teammate, Rob Gronkowski, and says that it's really a media-driven perception that Rob Gronkowski isn't the player he once was. What are you expecting from Rob Gronkowski in this game, particularly because he seems to play much better when he's had time to rest his body?
Well, that's a great point. That's the first thing I would say. With 1 week off, he looks fresh. And of all the things we've heard in the week leading up to the game, one of the things that stood out to me was Tom Brady saying it was so nice to see Rob Gronkowski dancing, having fun, smiling on Monday night at that first media night availability. And Tom Brady said, when I see that, it tells me that Rob Gronkowski's feeling good. And when he's feeling good, the whole team feels that energy. So I wouldn't be surprised if Rob Gronkowski has a big game.
So speaking of Gronkowski, you know, there's been a lot of talk that this might be his last season, not only with the Patriots, but his last season in the NFL. Do you think a Patriots win would change any of his thinking?
I don't. His thinking is going to be about the physical toll of football. He talked about how all those hits that you take, whether it's to your thigh, to your head at times, you know, to other parts of your body, they're like collisions. And you just don't always feel great after a game when you take all those hits. And for him, the question is going to be not whether, well, I want to come back because we lost. It's more, do I want to come back to absorb all that pain that I feel at times for another season?
And of course, the big one, Tom Brady. Does a win change any of his thinking?
Did you see that interview on ESPN when he was asked, what are the chances that this could be your last game? And he held up his fingers and made a zero with his hand. It's zero chance that it's his last game, whether they win or lose. He is so determined to play to 45 years old. He said it again this week when he was asked multiple times. And for me, there's no reason not to believe him.
Okay, so we're talking about legacies and records. You got to talk Bill Belichick, legacies and records. If he wins, he becomes the oldest coach to win a Super Bowl at 66. Thoughts about his legacy, but also how much longer he stays in the game as well.
Well, it looks to me like he's energized and having a blast. He turned 67 in April. He has two of his sons, Steve and Brian, on his coaching staff. And he said a couple weeks ago when I had asked him about Robert Kraft celebrating the 25-year anniversary of purchasing the team, he said, I hope we can keep it going for a long time. And when I heard that, it was the indication to me that he has no thoughts of stepping away. He wants to keep going. He loves it. It's a big part of his life. So I'm expecting more Bill Belichick going forward.
Thank you very much, Mike, for joining me.
It was great to be with you, Shira. Enjoy the game.
You too.
That's WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer and ESPN.com reporter Mike Reese. You'll hear more from both of them covering the outcome of the game Monday on WBUR's Morning Edition.